You see, for me, I was born and raised in the church, you know, and as a kid, you quite didn't understand it, but I promise you, man, I really appreciate it now, for real. I was born in the church, I was raised in the church, ain't no walking, ain't no talking when they praying in the church. I'm devoted at the church, and I'm serving at the church, get my offering, get my tithes every time I come to church.
Yes,
mama made me go to church, ain't no sleeping up in church, mess around and get in trouble, get a whooping up in church.
Money.
Wanna be free, come to church, and deliver, come to church. Before I gave my life to Christ, I was a sinner up in church.
Praise. Amen. I know you're giving them praise. What about you?
up there in Fiji? What about you, United Kingdom, South Africa? What about you, Norway? I'm pretty sure you giving God the praise, because we all could testify, if it have not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we'll be, what we'll do, things, what would have happened, where we'll be at right now. We wouldn't know. But I thank God for the Lord being on our side. God bless you to our youth, amen. I understand some of our upper generation, you probably won't understand at the church, but at the end of the day, they understand it, amen. Well, my God Almighty. So we just thank God for you. We're going to get ready to get into our just program, amen, to bless God, amen, because I know that on Sunday, many of you, that is family time, that's family day. Some of you, that is a week to where you just want to get a break and get a rest. But nevertheless, we just still thank God for what he is doing, amen, and his mercy and power, amen. I'm excited. I'm excited this week. I'll probably get in trouble this week, amen, get in trouble for what I'm finna say, because I'm way out of order and out of turn. We have a birthday this week, and this first lady, we want to thank. I had to get it out. We got some individuals in ADM on point, amen. Our sister Harris, she probably been on brought it out later, so I want to be the first. We got a birthday this week. I'm all out of order, amen. But y'all would just pray for your pastor, amen. I don't got it all together. Pray for me, amen. So before we go ahead and jump into the things, amen, then we reannounce the birthday and our announcements later on in the broadcast, we're going to go ahead and just go ahead and call forth our mother, Mother Helen, and she's on. Go ahead and press 1 and different ones going to speak today. Go ahead and press 1. But we're going to give our welcome. I love it when she bring that welcome. That's that old southern apple pie fried chicken smell in your house. Amen. Welcome. Amen. God bless you, Mother OG.
God bless you, Pastor. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. On behalf of our pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer, the Queen of the House, Lady Elect Lakeisha Spencer, and the entire ADM family, we welcome you today to our broadcast. Our pastor teaches us to stay on the wall, stay in the race, stay prayerful, and we'll get through this thing together. And again, I say welcome, welcome. And again, I say happy first birthday to the Queen Lakeisha. Love you much. Amen. God bless, and you're very welcome.
Amen. I told you, do y'all want to get a piece of that southern pie right there? Amen. Amen. And like as Mother was saying, and in the welcome, amen. And my God, the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endure to the end. And one thing that I could truly say, amen, it's not in your walk, it's not in your shout, it's not in how pretty you look. All is in, are you a endure? Some of us probably be endure. You know, some of our ladies might got to endure with our lace front to the side. Y'all about to keep it real with me. Some of us might got to endure with our, my God, our nails is off. Our brothers probably got to endure. One eye on top of the head, the other out somewhere else. But at the end of the day, long as we are enduring and you're keeping pushes, it's not matter how it looks. All it matters, I need to get to that finish line. And I declare and decree this morning that you are an individual that you're going to keep pushing and keep making it towards the finish line. Amen. Amen. And let that be said. Let us get into prayer. And we just want to thank God this morning for all that he's done, and especially in our life, and that he is keep on doing. And we have not seen the best. My God, the best is yet to come. And I declare and decree it by the of the Holy Ghost, as we touch in and agree, amen, with what God has already done and set up last week, because last week was just a setup for what he's going to get ready to bless us, my God Almighty, on this week. So therefore, it's a prophetic prayer that I want to pray and want to call out, my God, this morning, a prayer, a prophetic, a prayer of receiving, a prayer of declaration, a prayer. I don't have to worry about denouncing anything. thing because God already denounced it last week. Last week, we already dismantled it. Last week, it was a prophetic that God done told us personally in our life, and we already seeing it come to pass this week. So, God, we thank you. This week, we're going to give you a thanks of receiving, a thanks of celebration, regardless, my God, if we don't see it right now, but we already know by faith it's already here. How do we know it by faith? Because as you begin to pour out into us about kingdom and our kingdom rights and kingdom citizenship and our kingdom core values, we understand by that demographic of that demographic of what you don't pour down inside of us, that what we believe in up under your umbrella and up under, my God Almighty, the reality of our lives, it shall be. So today, my God, we already calling forth. If we need a job, it's going to happen this week. If we need financial turnaround, it's going to happen this week. Something that needs to be taken care of, it's going to happen this week. And I mean that it's going to happen. It might not happen through my hands. It probably happened through somebody else's hands, because God, you probably touched somebody else. And I just give you the glory, because what the enemy tried to set up last week, it did not work. My God, discouragement, it did not work. Worryation, it did not work. Confusion, it did not work. Getting me upset and getting me out of character, for I cannot receive my blessing. And guess what? Somebody said with me in the spirit, it did not work. And because it did not work, I understand I don't have to live in yesterday. I don't have to live in the past. I can live in today and get ready to live in expectation of what's to come. So therefore, I'm living in a time period to where I'm in a set time period of praise. I'm in a set time period of celebration. I'm in a set time period that God is proving himself, that he will remove the weight. He will remove the heaviness. He will remove the stress. He will remove the variation. He will remove the disappointment. He will remove the hurt. He will remove, my God Almighty, even depression. Because now that I realize that the things that God has for me, it is for me. Can anybody testify this morning? And I declare and decree that the things that you have for me, it is for me. So therefore, God, before we must leave off of this phone line connection, social media or internet or whatever individual are using the connection to tap into with ADM, before we get off this line, I'm already going to begin to receive information pertaining to my blessing. Monday's going to be a blessed day. Tuesday's been a blessed day. What the enemy meant for bad on the Wednesday, it's been a get ready to be turned around for our good. And on Thursday, he thinking he gonna, my God, slip and slide in. No, Thursday gonna be a celebration, because I'm not worried about what the enemy try to do by night, because my God is a God of light. And at the end of the day, whatever you try to do in the nighttime, when the light show up, the my God Almighty, the darkness got to go. In the name of, is there anybody, my God Almighty, this morning that can say that when the light shows up, all darkness got to go? Therefore, in that aspect, in my last point, I declare and decree that whatever was dark in your life that tried to form on last week, even tried to form on today, even trying to form on yesterday, baby, get ready, because the light finna get ready to show up. The light in your mind, the light in your spirit, the light in your finances, the light in your health, the light in your home, the light in every situation. Somebody need to say this morning, I declare and decree that the light, my God, of the living God, let it come forth in my life. Win, church, win, ADM, win, international, right now, in the name of Jesus. Somebody about to be running around your house. Please don't break your whatnot, but at the end of the day, give God his praise. Holler at your boy. Y'all hear me? Amen. In Jesus' name, we want to give him the glory. Amen. Boy, I felt like a hoop in my shana now on that one there. Amen. That is pathetic. Some of you about to declare it. Some of you about to believe it. Some of you about to get ready to walk in it. You thought the hell that you was going through on last week was just the hell that you was going through. Baby, get ready, because the enemy will want to take your focus, but because you kept focused, you're going to see the manifestation on this week. Y'all about to holler at your boy. Other words, increase coming in some of your life. Increase finna get ready to take on you. Some of you finna have a testimony that I don't know when God came in to heal me, but all I know, I don't have symptoms no more. All I know, situations, my God Almighty, that was pertaining to my health, it's not so no more. So therefore, God did what he could say he'll do. He did abundantly. He did it speedily. And all I had to do, if I hold out and let the Lord fight my battle, because the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endure for to the end. Y'all about to holler at your boy. I feel like getting the fire department to put me out, because I feel like giving God his what? His praise. I got a strong spirit of expectation next week. Expectation. I have a strong wound in my spirit. It's going to be blessing testimony. It's going to be miracles. Things going to happen. Somebody about to mark my words. Mark my words. Please write this down. That apostle said that next week finna be a week of blessings, a week of miracles for everybody. For everybody that stayed in God's will, that you keep pressing, you keep going, you ain't let go, you ain't throwing a towel, you ain't gave up. You coulda, you shoulda, but you did not do it. It's finna be a week of blessing. Y'all better holler at your boy right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you all. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Can we just take a few minutes and just worship him? ADM, can we just take a few minutes and prophetically and worship him in your house and worship him in your living room? Because when a prophetic word begins to, my God, release a right now praise, it begins to release a right now move. It deserves, my God, a worship, exaltation. It deserves just to say, God, I thank you. Because my thank you is just not a casual praise. It's just not a cliche slogan. It's just sealing the deal. When I say thank you, even though I don't see it, I feel it, I believe it, even though it ain't manifest, I'm sealing the deal. So all I can say, God, I thank you. Seal the deal on my finance. I thank you. I sealed the deal on my health. I thank you. I sealed the deal, my God, on everything that God is doing. Somebody, my God Almighty, this morning, you need to just say thank you. Internationally, you just need to say thank you, amen, and seal the deal, what God is doing for you. I say thank you, my God Almighty. All I'm doing is just sealing the deal. Somebody just need to worship him and just thank him. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Your tears. My God, you ain't shed them for nothing. The hurt, the pain that you've been going through, you haven't been going through for nothing. Disappointments, tough decisions that you had to make, you haven't did it for nothing. The weight of the load, not only outwardly, my God, pertaining to life things and life currency, but inwardly, emotionally, different things, amen, you have not been carrying it for nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every successful person, regardless if it's spiritual or naturally, or regardless if it's both, success is not a place for the people that just want to have it their way. It's for the people that say, Lord, I don't care. I'm willing to go through for the sake of the kingdom. I truly believe that it's each and every one of you that is tuning in this morning. I truly believe that it's many of you that is tuned in by way of phone call. I truly believe that it's many of you that is tuned in by way of internet. But each one of you, I truly believe. And the reason why I truly believe, because you just pulled up to the filling station. ADM, this is all, this morning is just a filling station, just to pump gas back into you, so you could end up going throughout your week without running out of gas. Amen. to get your refill. I truly believe. And now you're going to continue to see the hands of the Lord move for you. I feel the Holy Ghost, amen. My God Almighty, and I just thank the living God for what he is doing and what he is, my God. Can we just take a few minutes? Just take a few minutes, my God, and just worship him. Take a few minutes and just thank him. Amen. Amen. Take a few minutes, my God, because he's not a God to judge you on your past, where you come from. He's a God looking at you right now. Amen. Take a few minutes and give him the glory. Take a few minutes and just worship him, and take a few minutes and just thank him in your home, in your living room. Some of you could have lost it, but you, my God, God kept you. Amen. Some of you in the same house, amen, you could have went without, but somehow God met your every need. So you might as well just thank him right there where he's been blessing you the whole time in your home. Thank him right there, my God, where he's been taking care of you at the whole time in your home. Amen. We thank God for a building of worship. But at the end of the day, if I could tell the truth, it's not the building of worship where God been taking care of me most of the time. It's not the building of worship where God been taking, been blessing me most of the time. It's right here in my home. It's right here in my house, in my dwelling place. So some of you right there where you are, my God, you might be in your pajamas. Your hair rollers might be up. Amen. Your eyelashes might not be on. But you can still and say, God, I thank you. I lift you up, and God, I give you the glory. Hallelujah. I give you the glory because of the press, because we keep pressing, and because of the press, we could truly say that the scripture is for real, that I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. We could truly say that that scripture is a scripture that we can honestly say that it is real. Amen. Amen. Let's give God his praise. Let's give him the glory, for he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just want to thank you all once again, ADM all over the world. We just give God this praise and lift him up. Y'all got to excuse us. Sometimes we might get out of order. Sometimes our words might get a little ghetto. But at the end of the day, we're going to keep it real with you, because God's been real with us, and he's been good. And his mercy, my God, we could truly say is that it always been enduring, 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 enduring. It's like that dunamis power that been coming in our life. It's, my God, my residual, my God, flow, spiritual flow, income that have been flowing in our life, that it doesn't stop. It keep going and going. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, we're going to move forward. Amen. We just thank God, and we give some announcements as we move forward. Amen. My God, I don't even know where now. I'm messed up right now. I'm turning this part over to First Lady. Here you go, First Lady.
Amen. Good morning, ADM family. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We definitely have a spirit of expectation this week. Always keep your hands open, your heart pure, and just watch what the Lord is going to do. And so I appreciate the apostle bringing that forth, because we all receive it. And so I just thank him for that. And I just wanted to stay tuned for our 7 a.m. morning glory prayer with Evangelist-elect Nita and Minister-elect Monica. Guys, I always tell you, you just got to start your morning off. I know a lot of people have to start their morning off with their coffee, their Starbucks, or whatever it is, but I cannot start my morning off without tuning in to them and just getting the impartation, because I can tell that they have set before the feet of the Lord, because it's a right now word. And then I love that they're so submitted. Just like apostles, they do not mind deviating from their scheduled agenda. If the spirits say we're going to worship, if we're going to pray, whatever it is, they go forward. And I appreciate them, and they're such an inspiration. And our 8 p.m. empowerment teaching with our very own apostle from Monday through Thursday, guys, again, you got to get this. This is food for your spirit. I know it's very important that we get our 3 meals a day, but you just need to make sure that you just tune in to get everything that you need. You don't want to leave nothing on the table. You don't want to leave nothing without nothing, you just don't want to leave anything without being undone. And then on Friday nights with our minister Monica with the youth, you give it up. I'm so proud of them. They are just growing strong by numbers, and I just encourage you all, if you're listening and your youth have not tuned in, please encourage them. Make it their practice. I know they spend a lot of time now that school is out. They spend a lot of time on social media, playing Fortnite, and whatever else they like to do. It's not too much to do right now because, of course, we're still in the pandemic. But at 2K, well, I don't know about 2K, but the bottom line is 8 p.m. We want to see you tune in. Real Issues Learning. Minister Monica is definitely an inspiration in terms of teaching them and giving them structure, and then they have their own twist on it as well. So you want to be a part of that. So we have a lot of things going on at ABM. We always are available to you all. Minister Harris has made it clear that if you want assistance, ABM family, please do not be in your home trying to figure things out. We're just a phone call away. Even if we can help you put some things together, some people might be out of work. We do realize that we are still, some individuals are still laid off. They're still trying to get unemployment situated or whatever the case is. We do have some food, paper products, and things that we can help out with. Just know that ADM family is here to help you. So do not be ashamed or embarrassed or have your pride pride pants on. Just reach out and make sure that you let us know in advance so we can help. And we have a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday to Tatiana. She is celebrating her birthday. Yes. And we want you to have a very, very special birthday on the 29th. It does matter that you were born. And, again, I believe that is all the announcements I have. Stay encouraged, ABM. This too shall pass. We love you.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for it. We're going to open up the line and let Sister Harris come on in case you have anything. God bless you, Sister Harris.
Good morning. God bless you guys. Thank you so much, Apostle and First Lady. I'm just going to piggyback. If you guys want to send an offering or pay your tithes, you can definitely send it to our Cash App, $ADMINC. Or if you need to mail it, you can mail it in to 4280 Memorial Drive, Suite C, and that's Decatur, Georgia, 30032. And also, I'm at a new location, so if you guys need to contact me Monday through Friday, you can do so at any time. Just send a text message, and I'll respond back to you as soon as possible. I am getting service in my new location, so I can definitely respond back to you as soon as possible. Also, we, as the First Lady stated, we do have a birthday, 629, which is Tatiana. And we also want to make sure, because she's not going to say it, that we celebrate our very own First Lady, Lakeisha Spencer, on July the 1st. This week, she is celebrating her birthday all month, and we are accepting gifts. You can send them to 4280 Memorial Drive, Suite C, Decatur, Georgia, 30032. If you need the address again, you can always text me, reach out to me. Whatever you want to do, please just send it to her. We're also practicing social distancing, so we just send it via mail, via text, via package, however you want to send. And let's just show her that we love her and we appreciate her as she do to us when it comes to our birthday. Thank you.
Amen. We thank you, Sister Harris. And there was a text on last week. Please disregard that text that came. The First Lady told everyone, don't worry about it. If the scripture got to apply for pastor, if it got to apply for pastor at the end of the day, amen, we got to practice what we preach. So, First Lady, no. And thank you for Mother Helen for getting on her, and you're not biased. and to where you get on Pastor and not her. Thank you for being equal. And thank you for being equal in First Lady Worship.
Just wanted to thank Mother Helen for her birthday gift. Well appreciated. Love you.
And everyone, we just thank God for each and every one of you. And I just want to just say thank you all for the communication that's been going on with your invoices and some of you all. And thank you all and Sister Harriet, making sure that we're fulfilling our promise and duty to individuals. So it doesn't matter where you're at in the world. Amen. That same policy and principle applies to you too as well. And we thank some of you for your feedback as well, because your feedback, it helps us to make sure to go back and relook at things and reevaluate things and tweak things up to make it better. It's a blessing. So we thank God for you all for giving that as well. Amen. And I want to improvise, please take advantage of some of this service and different things that is going on throughout the week, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., amen, and also at 8 p.m. We're just going to bless your soul and the stuff that God has given. It is awesome, amen, to practice for your life to increase, amen. With that being said, amen, we're going to get ready for our speaker of the hour, amen, and we just thank God for her, and it's just a beautiful thing to just watch this individual grow, not only in her spiritual life, but in also her natural life, and still also grow not only as a woman of God, but also as a wife, amen, and a mother, and as an individual that is walking in a professional place, natural and spiritually. It's a beautiful thing to where you see how God bringing balance into individual's life, and he definitely bringing balance into this individual life, amen, with all these hats that I called out, the wife, the mother, and everything. And you got to understand, some things might not work right. Some days got to tweak this, tweak that, go back and revisit that. But at the end of the day, and I tell anybody, as long as you have a heart to submit and willing to learn and willing to get it right, no matter how many times you might mess something up, but it's how many times that you're ready to come back to the table and get it right. God could work with that. And I'm telling you, God could bless that. Amen. Because we all have something in us that we need to get right. But the difference is between us and some other people that we are ready to submit and ready to reevaluate, look at our situation, admit it, and just say, Lord, help me. Amen. Help me as I continue this walk. No, my God. And I'm not going to take up too much more time, because you know, as preacher, we'll go on and on and on and on until somebody got to stand up and just, you know. So I present to you all our very own evangelist elect, Nita. God bless you, evangelist.
God bless you, apostle. Thank you, thank you, thank you for those generous words. And as you say, I just thank you and First Lady for being there, being the rock that God has placed in me and my family lives right now. And all of I can sit and say I'm more than sure that ADM membership could stand on that as well. And I just want to thank you. Thank you for the trust and the belief that God has imparted in you, that you show and you display to every last one of your members. You have no favoritism. Everybody is the same. And I just thank you for that. And to my beautiful First Lady, I know you don't like it, but I'm going to rub it into the ground. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. We love you. We adore you. And you just pour so much out, not just to ADM. ADM, the world, let me just sit and say, not just to us, just in her profession alone, the compassion that she has, everything is given in an excellency. She does not, just as God provides for us and he gives us our all, his all, she gives to the community her all. So we need to flourish. We need to just, you know, just shower her with the gifts, and knowing that it's God who is putting it on our hearts to show that he is grateful for her job well done, for the things that she does
on a daily basis, night after night, day after day. There's no stopping in. And guess what? The level remains the same. It's not that I'm going to give excellency today and tomorrow I'm just going to be mediocre. So, First Lady, we thank you. We thank you for all that you do. We thank you for being the helpmate to the apostle. We just thank you, and we love you. We just love you unconditionally. We just thank you, and we just thank everybody who will be sharing their gifts with the First Lady. We can't listen to her because she is a person that's selfless, so she's used to giving and not receiving. We have to change that. Have to change that. And Apostle, the same way. Can you imagine two people in the same house the same way? So, ADM, we got to get together and double team them. Y'all got me? Y'all, we here. We there with the eyes. But just thank you. Just giving God all the honor and all the glory today. And on today, Lord, I just ask you to allow me to decrease as you increase, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to come into this, comes before your throne again, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord, and let the words that come out of my mouth be acceptable to you. This morning, my topic is something about the name of Jesus. My scripture reading is John 14:13-14. And it says, you can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me, 14 says. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. So let's be realistic about this. Let's be honest about this. See, if people would sit and tell you, yes, you can ask this, you can ask this, but see, there are conditions with it. For one, you must submit to the will of God. We must be in the will of God. We must recognize that Jesus is our Lordship and our Savior. And we have to have faith. You have to have faith to stand on John 14:14. And we must reverence God. We have to have a reverence for God. And then when we do the things that we do, we need to be bold and have confidence in what we're doing too. You cannot come with this scripture with a wavery faith. You cannot come with this scripture and sit and go out there to do the things that you do and forget to say in the name of Jesus. You cannot do that. You have to come with the absolute power. And what is that power? The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. You have to have the Holy Spirit activated in your life when you going about trying to do things as the word said and says that you can do that. Yes, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. But you cannot be fearful. And the thing that I love, the first thing before I even go into it, and I was sitting there pondering and asking God, where can I go? And he took me to a couple of scriptures, but one scripture that really stayed on my mind, and it may throw off a little bit, but I need to say it. When Jesus got off the boat, it's in Mark 5, when the man that was possessed with legions, when Jesus got off the boat and was coming into town, the legions acknowledged, they saw Jesus. But the beauty of it, now these legions are spirits, more than one, evil spirits. This man lived in a grave site, a burial cave, and he walked up and down. He had no peace. Legions was all over him, many different spirits, not just one spirit, to the point he was always chaotic. He was cutting himself. He was doing all type of things. But when the spirits recognized who Jesus was, they reverenced him. They reverenced Jesus. They reverenced the name of Jesus. They knew exactly who he was. They knew what he was coming to do. And I'm going to tell you what he said. They said when Jesus was still some distance away, the man saw him, ran to meet him, and bowed low before him. The spirits bowed down. They reverenced who Jesus was. They reverenced. And then he says, with a shriek, he screamed, "Why are you interfering with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High?" He knew who Jesus was. He knew that Jesus was the Messiah. He knew these spirits knew this about Jesus. And they went in and either further and asked him not to torture me. The story sits and tells that the spirits sit and they asked him to not send them in the far off distance, but there was a herd of pigs that was there, and they asked him to allow him to cast them out into those pigs, and that's what Jesus did. But in 13 it says, so God can be glorified. So when they cast spirits, legions, into the pigs, the herdsmen saw it. And the herdsmen went all about the land telling people about what Jesus did. See, God was glorified in that situation. God was glorified. They knew exactly who Jesus, the spirits, even though evil spirits lurk within us, even though we invite them to come in through conversations, through actions, through the things that we do, they recognize who Jesus is. And that's why it is so, so important for you to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you, so you can cast those evil spirits up out. The power of God in itself will sit and send them running to the herd, wherever they need to be, whether they're in the pigs, whether they drown in the sea, wherever. All this, the word said, in the distance, going out into the distance. All you need to know is the name of Jesus and reverencing Jesus and being in his will cast out anything that you have going on within you that's not of God. So when you do X, when you X God to do these things, he will give them to you, because now you have a clean bowl. You're in his will. You're reverencing him. You're able to go up against the dark force. You're able to fight against them. Why? Because you have the Holy Ghost power that's ripping and running and guiding you and leading you and showing you the way. That's what you do. That's what you have. And further on, we must know this. In Mark 5, in Jesus' Great Commission, Jesus told his disciples to go out and preach the good news to everyone. And everyone who believes in him will be baptized and saved. But those who refuse to believe in him would be condemned. And they were given the authority to do miraculous signs. It says that the miraculous signs will accompany you. Accompany, meaning it is with, they are with you. They are with you. And remember now, we got that Holy Ghost power. We have the authority to do that. So with that, you will be able. Jesus told them, this is not Paul. This is not Peter talking to them. This is not Matthew talking to them. Jesus let them know that he was giving them the authority to cast out demons, to speak in a new language. I'm going to say that again, to speak in a new language. They would be able to handle snakes and not worry about the poisonous. They would be safe. And they would be able to place their hands on man, woman, child, whomever, and they would be healed in the name of Jesus. All of this is based on the fact of us remembering that we have to do these things in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we must recognize that, again, that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. That Jesus is the one who has given us these authority. Jesus, we're not his slaves. We are here. We are royal priesthood as he is. So he's sharing the things that he's capable of doing. He has given us the authority to do so too if we are in right standing, if we are aligned up to what God has for us to do. And that is to go out and preach the word of God. That is to go out and cast out demons, to able to walk over scorpions and deal with a snake if you get bit. You're not sitting and worrying about it because Jesus is telling you so. It's not man telling you. It's what Jesus has said in Mark 5. But then, you know, on the other hand, you always got those that sit and choose to be copycats. We always got some prophet liars. We always got some preachers that know that they not filled with the Holy Ghost, but they up in the pulpit. They preaching, they teaching, and they preaching and they teaching lies. They preaching and teaching, but they being copycats. And over in Acts 19, we had some Jews. We had some Jews that decided that they wanted to copycat Paul. They wanted to imitate Paul. Now, mind you what I said. They wanted to imitate Paul. They're not imitating the Holy Spirit because they're Jews. Jesus is not the head of their life. He's not. They're not saved. They're not acknowledging who Jesus. They're not doing what they're doing in the name of Jesus. They do not have faith in what they're doing. They're just sitting there, and the scripture says that they were watching what Paul did. See, what it says is, it says that, verse 11, it says, God gave Paul the power to perform unusual miracles when handkerchiefs or aprons that had nearly touched his skin was placed on sick people. They were healed of their diseases and evil spirits was expelled. A group of Jews was traveling from town to town casting out evil spirits. They tried to use the name of Lord Jesus in their incantation, saying, I command you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. Not the fact that they were commanding in the name of Jesus solely. They were commanding in the name of Jesus because they were copycatting Paul. They had no authority because they were not calling on the name of Jesus. They had no authority because they were not filled with the Holy Spirit. They had no authority because they were not saved. So with that being said, when they went and attempted, and I love this part because, see, one thing about God, when you sitting and you faking and you sitting and trying to act like you one way and you doing this and you filled with the Holy Spirit, take it from somebody who knows. That's where my transparency come in. God will whoop you. God will expose you. God will strip you from everything. And then you in a place where you got to be built and raised back up. But you got to be built and raised back up in the right way. So these men, they were traveling from town to town, and they tried to use, I command you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, to come out. Seven sons of Sceva, a leading priest, were doing this. But one time when they tried it, the evil spirit replied, I know Jesus, and I know Paul, but who are you? The evil spirits knew that you were copycatting. Because, see, the spirits know the power of God. The spirits know that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. The spirit knew when Jesus ascended up in heaven, he left us with the Comforter, which was the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit brings power, absolute power, in any and everything that you do. If you are allowing it to abide in you, if you are asking for it to draw nearer to you, if you submit and say that I can't do this by myself, I need you. If you open your mouth and invite the Holy Spirit to be your lead, to be your guide, that power rests inside you. They did none of that. They did none of that. They sat. They were fake. They was not leaning on Jesus. They was leaning on what they saw Paul was doing. They had absolutely no authority. So the spirits didn't recognize who they were. So the spirit beat them. Violently. That's what the word of God said. Beat them violently, and took them out the made them run out the house naked. Made them run out the house naked because they did not recognize They were not. The word say every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess. The spirits refused to bow down at that point in time because they realized that you're trying to be Paul. You're not even trying to be Jesus. You doing what Paul did. You're not even giving Jesus his rightful position. You're not even acknowledging the name of Jesus. You said what? In the name of Jesus, as Paul preached. Saints, I sit and say this to you on today. We must learn and identify who Jesus is, and he is our Lord and our Savior. He is our Messiah. He is our Messiah. That takes me to a story with Blind Barnabas. Blind Barnabas was so bold when he was sitting on the side of the road when Jesus came into town, and he started calling Jesus, Son of David, the Son of David. And the Son of David represented that he was the Messiah. He knew who Jesus was. He knew who Jesus was, and he knew what Jesus can do. His faith was in what Jesus could do. And that's why I sit and say it's something about the name of Jesus. But the people was telling Barnabas, be quiet, be quiet. Leave him alone, leave him alone. Barnabas got bolder. You got to be bold when you're dealing with Jesus. You got to be bold when you calling on, when you doing something in the name of Jesus. It's not no little mediocre thing. It's not no Shanitha Ponton. It's in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We have to sit and give God, give Jesus. We have to put him where he is rightfully sitting on the throne next to our Father who art in heaven, who does everything for us. We must realize what the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, means. We must sit and we must pronounce it right. We must apply it right. We must speak it with truth, with in spirit and truth. We cannot come halfway using the name of Jesus. Because when you come halfway, when you unwavering, when you sitting today, you a Christian, and tomorrow you back a heathen. When you come today, when your mouth is holier than thou, and 15 minutes you speak in curses. The words say blessings and curses can't come out the same mouth. When you speak in the name of Jesus, it cannot come out, and it cannot reside. It will not stay in. It will not compare. It will not take, sit in the same seat, arrest in the same place with your filthy, foul mouth. It will not sit and rest with curses. It is the name of Jesus is higher than anything that you can possibly imagine. The name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, sits on the right hand of God. That means that we already know that they are one, but they all have different functions. But we realize that the name just isn't enough. You have to have power when you use that name. You got to have that Holy Ghost power. When I was coming up, Shirley Caesar had a song where her and her sisters and brothers used to go outside in the back and play church. One was the preacher and the rest of them, they was out there playing and whatnot. God, when you sitting there, God knows our hearts. But when you sitting there and you playing with God, God, the Holy Spirit got a hold of to Shirley, and Shirley's sister ran to the house and said, Mama, you better come out here and see it. Something got a hold. No, it wasn't something. It was God's Holy Ghost power. And see, we must realize that we cannot mix the two. We cannot mix the curses with the blessings that God has for us. We cannot get it misconstrued that today I'm going to go out and cast demons in the name of Jesus, but you don't have the qualifications to do so. You don't recognize who Jesus is in your life. You have not given the Holy Spirit the authority to rule inside you, to guide you, to lead you. You sitting there, you faking, you being a pretender, So therefore, you have no authority. The name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, means absolutely nothing to you. Each and every time that you bringing it out of your mouth and thinking that you sitting there and you casting out demons and you doing those different things, you just sitting there and you fooling yourself. And while you sitting there, you fooling yourself, you're shaming God. You're shaming God. Jesus loved us so much that he wanted us. He wants us, not wanted. He wants us to be able to do the things that he did when he walked the earth. He wants us to be able to go out and cast demons. He wants us to be able to go out and raise the dead. When Mary and Martha said, you should have been here because my brother died, Jesus wasn't worried nothing about that, because Jesus knew exactly what he was going to do. He knew the authority that God had given him to be in control of all the world. Hear what I'm saying. Jesus has authority over all the world. Although we may be sitting here and looking and seeing that the pandemic here, it's an injustice is going on here, don't forget, Jesus has the authority over all the world. And this is why he's able to give it to you, me, and everybody else. We put ourselves in a rightful position. And see, these are some of the fringe benefits that you get when you decide to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. When you decide that you're going to call on the name of Jesus in any type of circumstances, when you don't have any other name to call, you can call on the name of Jesus. A lot of us are still sitting in our same position because we stand a prayer, but we stand a halfway prayer. We stand a prayer, but we don't realize the authority that God has given us. And why don't we realize? Because we're not studying his word. We're not meditating on his word. We don't have a full relationship with God. He is not our personal Lord and Savior. We sit and we faking and we praying. Well, this is the season right now where God is saying, draw nearer to me. I'm here to, if you need to be healed, I'm going to heal you. Nobody don't have to come and heal you. He has given us the authority. If you are in the right place with him, you can sit and put your hands on your own knees and put healing and call healing in there. You can sit and see a snake. You don't have to call animal control. You can sit and take care of that animal yourself, because your faith, the faith that you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you have to operate in faith. You have to. That faith has to operate with that power. They go hand in hand. You can't come and think that you're going to do something if you don't even know who Christ is. We have to understand. We have to learn. We have to. You should be running to try to ask God right now, what is it that I have to do, God? What is it that I need to do, Lord Jesus, to make you the head of my life? What is it, Father God, so I can have the authority, so when them demons waking me up and walking through my house at night, I can get up and cast them out and call them out and let them know I know who you are and get out in the name of Jesus. What do I need to do, Father, when I go into the doctors and the doctors sit and say, you got 3 months to live, and I'm going to sit and say, no, in the name of Jesus, I refuse. To take that report. I'm going to believe in the report that Jesus, because you're going to go to your Father. You're going to pray, and you're going to ask God, Jesus Christ, the head of your life, the one who gives you the authority, the one who gives you the power to allow you to speak to that thing. This is why it's so important. One thing about me, I'm asking God on a daily, Father, give me the unction, the knowing to decree and declare things out of my life. Because once I realized the power that God had given me and the authority that he had given me. I want to sit. I want to move mountains. I don't want to sit and keep going around the same mountain because I can't beat it. I want to be able to decree and declare that that mountain shall move. I want to decree and declare that all obstacles, all obstructions will get out of my way because I want to move forward. I'm trying to get to the prize. I want every day. I don't want to keep going through the same thing. Each day I want to learn something new. The Holy Spirit is always giving us something. It's always imparting something in us. But we must remember when we sit and do these things, we have to say in the name of Jesus. It's not what Evangelist Elect Nita saying. That's what it says in Mark 5. That's what Jesus. I'm sorry, John 14:14 says, because everything that we do, we must be glorify God. So if you sitting here type of way, that's not glorifying God. Stop denouncing Jesus' name with your shameful acts. Stop sitting and going around and saying, I'm this Christian, I can do this, I can do that, but your actions show different because it's all about glorifying God. It's all about reverencing God. It's all about knowing who God is in your life. It's all about believing in the things that God's word would never come back void. It's all about trusting that he will do what he says that he would do, and he will do it exceedingly and abundantly. Get people up out your space that's taking up air, that's taking up a space, that's keeping you from learning and trusting and believing in God. Because as I stated, this is the season that God is pouring into us. He's pouring up into us. He's teaching you these things so you know when the obstacles come your way, you know what you can do. You know what you have to move. Take your bulldozer and go across your landfill and move out the way so you can sit and get closer to God, so you can get to the kingdom of God, so you can sit and be a royal priesthood. We are ready ambassadors. We're ready to change our clothes, but we must know that we have to do everything in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare on this day, this Sunday, right now, that we all will sit and clear our minds, clear our hearts, take anything that's not of God out of the way and replace it with everything that is of God. If you're sitting and you got hatred, we're removing it into the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you land and somebody done told you that you on your deathbed, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that you shall rise on this day. You shall rise and let God be the head, the center, everything of your life. Stop sitting there and having a pity party, because the word of God in John 14:14 says, anything that you ask in my name, I shall do it. So guess what, saints? We have no excuses. Get yourself together. Get your life in order. Get your house in order. If your kids acting up and they sitting and they hindering what you got going on trying to get to Christ, you better rethink that thing. I love my husband to death, but I'm going to tell you right now, for God I live, for God I die. If you're not right, and you become an obstacle in my way, and I cannot effectively cast out demons or even just say in the name of Jesus, you got to go. Because I made a conscious decision that Jesus is the head of my life. I made a conscious decision that I wanted every fringe benefit that he can give me. I made a conscious decision that I am no longer a sheep. I am a citizen in the kingdom of God. So therefore, the way I walk, the way I talk, the way I act has to line up with what Jesus has already put in place for us. And lastly, I want to say this. When Jesus was on the cross, knowing that he was getting ready to go on to glory, when he knew that, there was two thieves on the cross with him. Two thieves. I'm telling you, see, it's no excuse. One of them said, if you are the Messiah, go do what you say. I'm paraphrasing this. Do what you say that you can do and save yourself and save me. The other one told him, basically, do you have no shame that you are a thief? This man never did anything. He never committed a sin, but you sitting here having so much to say. He said, Jesus, remember me. Remember me. And Jesus let him know, I shall see you in paradise. See, even when we sitting in our mess, in a situation that we feel like things can't get no better, when we think like all things are just falling over our head, nothing is going right, nobody is there to help us, nobody is what, all you have to do is ask, you need to invite, you need to sit and let Jesus know, don't forget me, Jesus. You are the head of my life. I need you in my life. Without you, I am nothing. So you can have eternal life. So you can, the Holy Spirit can lead you and guide you. So you can start doing the things of God. So you can remain in his will. So when the different curveballs come your way, you may sit and you may stumble just a little bit, but you're able to sit and say, Satan, you got to come back higher than that. I decree and declare you have been evicted out of my bones. There's nothing about you that can stay here and stand. And we know that it's not something that's going to happen overnight. But it's a thing. We have to strive to make differences in our lives. We have to strive. And we have to always keep Jesus on our mind. So when these different things come our way, you able to sit and say, you able to ask Jesus for his help, and you're able to say in the name of Jesus, and your faith will allow you to know that it will be done. His word never comes back void. So I sit and say, try Christ on today. Allow Jesus to be the head of your life. Allow him to impart that Holy Ghost power in you. You need that empowerment. He's not selfish. He's trying to give it to each and every last one of you. So with that being said, we know on today that God, that Jesus is the head of our life. We know that the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us. And we know that we can ask for anything in the name of Jesus, and it shall be done. I thank you. I pray that today that God touch somebody and let them know that he gives us the friend's benefits. All you need to do is be in a place to receive them. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Something about the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, saints, it was so much substance in that message you gave. But one of the things that really stood out boldly. Amen. Don't play games. If you're going to play games, just stay out there, continue to play games. And there's so many people that play games with the spirit realm and think it's going to work for them. It won't work for you. Amen. What should have been a blessing to so many people, it don't turn around to where it looks like it's a curse. Amen. Because we playing games. And it's not into your hallelujahs and your shanadanas and all that kind of stuff there. It's in your walk with God. It's in your truly relationship. Like she was talking about these individuals that came up and tried to cast out these spirits, and you know, in the name of Apostle Paul. Number one, you cannot have a relationship with man. Your relationship has to be with the Lord and Savior. You cannot do anything, try to do it in the name of man. You have to do it in the name of our Lord and Savior. So therefore, you know, saints of God, you know, we got to understand that you got to walk a true walk. That's why God is making available for a lot of teaching and a lot of things that goes on to help you to learn, help you to come into the right alignment, the right of standards. Amen. Because at the end of the day, you won't see, regardless of what you try to do, you won't see any manifestation or what you're looking for. So we want to live a blessed life. We want to live a healthy life. And we want to live a life to where, you know, the windows of heaven is open in our life. In order for that to happen, amen, we got to make sure we have a great relationship with the Lord. And it's not no wishy-washy relationship, or your relationship is made up because of somebody else or something in your life. And if that don't go right, then you don't got a relationship no more. No, it's a true relationship, true walk with the Lord. And when that happens, amen, you're going to begin to see so many benefits, amen, to what God has for you. Amen. I thank God for Evangelist Elect, amen, for blessing us, my God, this morning or afternoon time now. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, ADM family, I did not put it on announcements, but I know that it's something new that we're implementing, and we want to try to continue to implement it or tweak it, and that's our Wellness Check Monday. Amen. So remember, I want to put this out there. Let's make sure we get on our text, we get on our phone lines, we send out wellness checks to everybody. And then a couple of other things that I want to implement. Let me turn this music off. A couple of things I want to share with you all. Please do not get relaxed of what's going on in the world, this pandemic, because a lot of people are getting relaxed. Let's remember the prophecy. Let's remember what God done told us and the instruction he gave us. He already told us and gave us instruction that in this, a couple of months ago, that we was already looking for the summer and how it's going to be relaxed. Things going to look like it's going to go back to normal. People going to go back to norm. Things going to be available for you. You can have access to them, like your vitamins, like sanitizers, and different things like that. And the Lord gave us instructions to, when in this time right now what we're in, begin to stock up on these things. Begin to take your vitamins and get more vitamins and put them in your shelf. Make sure, some of you, face masks and your masks for your face. You know, all these things are being available now. Don't wait to what we already know that is going to happen according to the Spirit of the Lord, and things begin to take a rise even higher, and it's already doing, then these things is not available no more. Amen. Then you're trying to get a hold of this and get a hold of that. Get a hold to it now. God already gave us instructions. Let's make sure we are taking instructions seriously. And let's not put our brothers and sisters in jeopardy because they love you and they care about you and they want to make sure you're safe and we out there playing. And this ties into the message that Evangelist was saying. Amen. We have to have our relationship with God, and we got to follow God. We cannot follow in the name of this, in the name of that, or in the name of the world, in the name of what everybody else doing, or what everybody else doesn't believe. At the end of the day, we ain't into all of that. We into what God is saying and what God is doing. So let's make sure we get our vitamins, we get masks, we get all the stuff that we need. If we have to go out or into a store and stuff like that, we still put on our masks. We still washing our hands with sanitizer lotion and different things, soap, sanitizer. We're doing all the necessary things, amen? And also we are taking our vitamins religiously. So let's make sure we're doing them things and we continue, because it's the instructions of the Lord. It comes to a season to where the instructions of the Lord are going to keep you, and it's going to keep you safe if you obey and if you apply. Please, saints of God, please, ADM, please listen to Pastor. I'm not sharing this stuff just to be sharing it with you. I'm sharing it because the Lord done gave it, and he gave it to keep us. Amen. So at the end of the day, we thank you guys. We're going to be back on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Please log on and bless the Lord with us. Amen. God bless you all. We see you till then. Peace. Love you. We out.